Welcome to the Morningside Minute, bringing you all the news you need in 3 minutes or less. In political news, a federal judge on Monday permanently blocked President Trump's sanctuary cities order. Judge William Orrick argued that Trump cannot set new conditions on spending approved by Congress. The judge recently made the same argument when placing a temporary hold on the order. Ethan Brown said,
"This seems pretty standard for what Trump's been trying to do for his administration, even though it's pretty fractured and not really been doing much."
San Francisco attorney Dennis Herrera called the ruling a victory for the American people. He stated that the president might be able to tweet whatever comes to mind, but he can't grant himself new authority because he feels like it. Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip celebrated their 70th wedding anniversary on Monday. To recognize the longest marriage in the royal family, a collection of photographs was released to commemorate the occasion. Many of the photographs dated back to their marriage ceremony in 1947 and are available as first-class British postage stamps for those interested. Garian Adams, a British citizen, had the following to say.
"I must say I'm quite biased in favor of the royal family. She seems to bring a lot to the country in general, as far as tourism goes, as well as, like, more importantly and less known is her diplomatic impact. Being with each other forever, I think it's a testament to how good they are together, I suppose, because it must be a lot of stress."
Is young American political culture dying? Historian John Grinspoon seems to believe so. In his recent book, The Virgin Vote, How Young Americans Made Democracy Social, Politics Personal, and Voting Popular, he shows that it was not always the case for young voters to be on the sidelines as they were in the recent election. Matt Gordon had this to comment.
"The issue with the younger people's vote, the problem there is that a lot of what we've seen is disenfranchisement on both sides of the line. It's the fact that we've been going down a spiral of not really listening and understanding. And when we haven't been seeing that in our leaders for quite a while, that has then bled into the populace."
Stories on the Sanctuary Cities ban and the royal family were based on articles by the New York Times. Information about Grinspoon's book can be found in a Big Idea article at Vox.com.